If you want to be trusted, be honest. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Freddy Friday segment, we learn how to identify the characteristics of a trustworthy and honest person. Enjoy.
So you're still out here playing the blame game. You're still out here blaming everybody else for your issues. You're still out here blaming everybody else for your problems. You're still out here blaming everybody else for your failures, setbacks, and lack of success. When's the last time you took a long, hard look in the mirror and realized that you and only you are responsible for where you're at right now? Late great Zig Ziglar said, pat yourself on the back, because wherever you're at, you got yourself there, my friend. I need you to check your credibility, because you've had people step up to bat for you over and over again. Try to give you a job. Try to give you a loan. Try to give you a helping hand. Try to push you to be the best version of yourself. But time and time again, you keep dropping the ball. You keep not showing up. You keep not keeping your composure. You keep not living up to your end of the bargain. And so now, when you go back to them same people, they don't believe you. They don't trust you. Because you keep shooting your own self in the foot. That was yesterday. That was the past. Today is a new day. But the only way you start getting some credibility with people is starting by doing what you say you're going to do. All you need is one person. One person that you let down in the past to give you a chance. But you got to take it so serious. You got to make sure you don't drop the ball. You got to make sure that whatever you say you're going to do, you not only do, but you do to the 10th power. You do more than you said you were going to do. You under promise and you over deliver. That's how you start taking your credibility back. That's how you start rebuilding your name. Because right now your name is mud. And you got to own that. And you got to understand that you're the reason why your name is mud. But that's okay. Dirty cup of water. Keep pouring water in it. Keep pouring water in it until it's clear. And that's where you're at right now. For far too long, you've been a dirty cup of water. So now you got to keep pouring that positivity into yourself. You got to keep pouring that love into yourself. You got to keep believing in yourself. And you got to stand up for what you know is right. And you got to do what is right each and every time. Credibility starts with you doing what you keep telling other people you're going to do. And once you do that, you'll start slowly seeing that people will start trusting you again. And not only will God and the universe put you in position to succeed, you've put yourself in position to succeed by living up to the words. You got to make your word your bond. You can't look back. You got to look forward, because it's a new you. The old you is gone. It's time for you to take the new you out on a date, because the new you lives in credibility. The new you knows that it has to do the right thing by other people in order to shine. You were built to win. But if you're not right within, it's impossible. So starting right now, starting today, make your new mantra, I will do what I say. Because my ultimate goal is to emerge victorious and come back and win in my game of life. You got this, my friend. Keep grinding and keep climbing over that hump, and eventually you will make each and every day of your life a Wednesday. You can do it. I believe. believe in you. I just need you to believe in yourself. Let's go.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.